Segment 3, Lesson 1. The role of the subconscious in coaching with Envision. In this section, you'll learn why I created Envision and what inspired me to create it, the role of the subconscious, the nature of coherence, why our worldview is based on memory, how Envision targets the subconscious, the three foundational questions of the Envision process. The Envision process has so many threads weaving through it, and since you're learning it, it's important for you to know how it came about and what inspired it. Envision took on a form over time as I worked with clients. I saw both in their lives, and of course in my own life, that sometimes, no matter what our desire for change or for an outcome, if experiences in our past were reinforced by strong emotions and repeated over time, either by exposure to an outer environmental factor or trigger, or recreated as an inner emotional and mental state, then at some deep level, we believed and expected that something outside of us was bound to prove this all to be true, and so it would. Even if we were unaware of how and why, and even if we didn't want them to, patterns could and would repeat. You know, even the most successful people may bump up against the same walls, the same limitations in some area of their lives because they're on automatic pilot and they don't know how to change. The outer world seems to always reflect the inner unknown expectation. Why? Well, this is because of something called coherence. And I'm going to repeat this concept quite a bit throughout this training, since it's this function of the subconscious to automatically look for proof that what it's been programmed to accept as truth will be reflected in the outer world. Coherence is what we work with the Envision process. We're here to change coherence. The world reflects our memories. We're memory-based creatures, all of us. Our entire personal experience and worldview is based on the past. And we all build our assumptions and place our filters on our senses to make the world's stimuli manageable. We would go nuts because we're not equipped to experience everything at once. So the subconscious looks for things it knows. Its job is to sort. Coherence, again, here's that word, is an automatic perceptual experience that is set in motion by the subconscious as a filter of stimuli. We have a great video interview with Dr. Joe Dispenza all about this very subject, so I hope you'll watch it. Here's an example. You've been raised by an absent father with a bad temper and a critical, controlling mother who did not protect you when your father went into a rage. You may have experienced an emotional lack of safety growing up and became hypervigilant to the emotional temperature in the environment. You're actually programmed to seek these familiar aspects in the world somewhere, somehow, to be coherent with your core sense of familiarity. It's most important to realize you are likely unaware that this is what you expect to see. As a matter of fact, you're actually blind to these, which is why the outrage when something happens to prove you're a victim again. You pick the same abusive boss, unavailable man, etc., etc. You would never choose to repeat this intellectually with the self-conscious thinking mind, would you? No. And this is why the subconscious is the area that Envision targets. Coherence connects to the sense of familiarity, and our need for certainty invariably leads to roads that double back to the same, if not similar, experiences. People come to a coach because A, they want help to reach a goal. B, move past a block, get help to stay on track with the success of their desires. C, to be empowered. D, to ensure they move through a transition with clarity, etc. And E, manage risk while they move forward. Even high achievers can get completely stumped, and so can the coach. So envision can be the tool that makes the quickest shift for both you and the client. If the subconscious program is a stumbling block, you need a solution that targets this part of the issue. So how could we change direction? How could we forge a new path without reverting to the old? How can real changes occur when patterns are so deeply ingrained? Example, a big epiphany, a spiritual awakening, big life event could change things on a dime, but they can't be forced or manufactured. I'll give you an example. What about affirmations? Affirmations work only when the mind accepts them. If you say, "I am a success now," but your subconscious says, "You will be abandoned if you claim success," which part of the mind is going to win? The best one is, "The perfect man is in my life now." And you pick another womanizer and you wonder, why? Well, you check your inner narrative and core beliefs. If you believe all men are unfaithful, or "I will find the womanizer, make him be faithful, therefore proving my worth," etc. But then the very fact you've picked a womanizer who cannot be monogamous reinforces yet again the basic notion of unlovable or unworthy of a faithful man. And that's in the subconscious, certainly not in the thinking layer of the mind. The pattern needs to shift at the invisible level before the visible can change. You need a shift there in order to feel comfortable with a new reality. Working with a client who's stuck and then stuck again and again in an old story can be confusing for them and unnerving for you, especially if you're working with someone who's already self-aware and willing to see change. And they want change. So, Envision is a creative, right-brained, intuitive strategy to help you both. Therapy has its place, but can sometimes take a long time to uncover the roots of shame, fear, anxiety, loss of self-worth, and personal power. Generally in therapy, you'll be talking about the details of the story. I spent 12 awesome years in therapy, and it was the best thing I ever did. My favorite was Jungian dream analysis, etc. I wanted to become a therapist, but I am not a therapist. My role as an intuitive has been for years to show clients where they're heading. Working as an intuitive exposes you to a unique perspective on human potential. The question arises, for me, why does the future unfold with similar challenges of the past? And how do we change the story without getting caught in it? And I'll tell you, these dilemmas have been on my mind for the full 23 years I've been working with clients, and I have worked with over 35,000 individual clients now, and they all want to know the same thing. Where are they going, and can they meet their goals? For my answers, well, over the years, I've studied philosophy, Jung, metaphysics, indigenous spiritual traditions, and of course, I have a huge fascination with how the mind works and how synchronicity plays a role in reality creation, and how we could all improve ourselves and therefore the whole world if we could find new ways to better outcomes. That's why coaching is so amazing. Lately, the question I've been working hard to answer, and I feel strongly that I have discovered a solution for, and I'm sharing that with you. This is the question. How can we change fast enough with enough depth and successful sustainability and fluidity while the world is moving and changing faster than us? You get that, right? Don't you feel it? That it's almost like you can't catch up with all the changes in the outer world? So we need something that's not going to take forever. I began to ask deep questions about how we create reality, our accountability for it, the nature of co-creation, how the subconscious plays a role in all of our patterns, both culturally and personally, and of course, how the unconscious, which is the deepest layer of the mind, could help us. I also considered how indigenous traditions relied on their spiritual roots as connected to their relationship to nature, and how we, as urbanized people, could somehow make this connection come to life for us too. Maybe restoring some lost connection to the anima mundi, or soul of the world. So when we coach a client and they're becoming successful, they have, as we have, an influence on others. So this is really what Envision is all about, is being able to bring that kind of empowerment to a client that enables them to take their place in this anima mundi and better it for everyone. So how could all of this come together was beyond my capacity to imagine. I just followed the inspiration and asked a lot of questions and tried a whole lot of things. So you won't necessarily discuss the theoretical underpinnings of this process with your clients, but knowing this will help you understand how the process works in theory. And lesson one is really all about the theory behind Envision. Envision is simple, but its roots are rich and complex. It's based on three questions. Where am I, when am I, and who am I listening to? The first question is the primary one. And next, I'm going to explain where my inspirations came from to establish this as a viable process for client transformation, empowerment, and success.